Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Feedback and Insights, Shir number 143. Previous Shir in 142, we talked about Hakaras HaToiv, planting roots in the tree of your marriage that could withstand that way any type of challenge and thrive even in a beautiful way. We talked about an exercise that to do, and we requested feedback on it. About three columns of what you're grateful for, things, people, and other, and expressing it and writing it down and saying it over four times per day. And also to write one to your husband and your wife, a list of what you're grateful to them for, and mail it to them. And the feedback on those two exercises would be greatly appreciated. To continue, just to be mamshach a drop in the idea of Hakaras HaToiv, Matthew Kelly, who is one of the people that have very wise things to say about marriage and life, he lived in Australia. And the first time he experienced an American Thanksgiving was when he was 22 years old. And he was very moved by it. Again, we could go through a concept, Thanksgiving, most feel that it's not a religious thing, and it's a healthy thing, especially on an American level. A lot of it is gratitude. The idea is we should give gratitude daily, constantly. But it is a good midah to have. And he, when he was 22 years old, he experienced his first American Thanksgiving get-together with a family. And what happens is in this way of conducting that meal on Thanksgiving is that each person around the table says what he and she is grateful for. And he got very emotional. His eyes began to fill with tears. How each person on the table expressed gratitude, Hakaras HaToiv, from the little, from even a two-year-old who just started to learn how to speak, or a three-year-old, and grown men, grown women that experience the pressures of daily life, and they express their Hakaras HaToiv, their gratefulness, was a very moving experience for him. When you thank Hashem, you thank each other, that warms the neshama. It reminds us that life is an extremely extraordinary privilege. It doesn't come from having material possessions, but from appreciating what you do have. And you can possess all those treasures, all those pleasures, all those blessings the world has to offer. But if you don't appreciate them, it won't bring you sipak ha-nefesh, it won't bring you satisfaction. And only Hakaras HaToiv will bring you true simchas ha-chayim. So we're going to move to the next topic, but Hakaras HaToiv is one of the yesodos of psychological health, physical health, emotional health, spiritual health, health in a marriage. And please work hard towards attaining this midah. And the more you work on it, the more you'll feel it, and the more you'll enjoy it. Then we talk about respect, a respect that builds trust between a husband and a wife. He has a beautiful story here. There was a famous musician called Beethoven, one of the greatest in the classical music area of music. He was a genius, excellent, brilliant, rare, beautiful music. So his home, they have as a museum in, he was in Germany, from Bonn, Germany. It's a museum for over hundred years now. It's a museum, people come. And in one of those rooms is the piano that he, Beethoven himself, composed most of his greatest works on. It's a roped-off area. It's away from the visitors, but they could go by and see it. The piano itself is estimated to be valued at more than $50 million. So years ago, there was a group of students, and one of them had such a cheshik, a desire to go experience that piano, that couldn't resist and asked the guard to play. The guard was influenced. There was a mistake. Got a tip maybe. And let that young woman behind the ropes. and she started playing some Beethoven's things. Some clapped, some sincerely, some were making fun, whatever. And after she finished, she turned to the guard and said, "I suppose over the years, the great pianists that came here have played the piano too." And the guard said, "No, miss, that's not what happened. As a matter of fact, I was standing here when," he says the name Paderewski, I never heard of him, but he must have been one of these greatest, great musicians. And he was accompanied by the director of the museum and by the international press, all come with the hope that he would go and play on this piano. And when he entered the room, he stood there. All his friends were standing there. And he was just looking at that piano and he was thinking. Silence for 15 minutes, just looking at the piano and thinking. Then the director of the museum invited him, "You want to play the piano?" And this musician, famous, world famous musician, his eyes filled up with tears. And he said, "No, I can't play this piano. I'm not even worthy of touching the piano." Meaning he had such a reverence, because he studied music all his life, for Beethoven's work. That deep respect caused him to stop, to look beyond appearance, look at the hidden value of things. We need to do, at the very least, this is a mushel, but it's a profound mushel, to recognize that we need to do this, to feel that reverence, that deep respect for another human being, especially for those we love, our own husbands, our own wives, to recognize what their neshama is, which is an indescribable, infinite, beautiful, valued concept of what is actually their essence that we can't even comprehend, but we need to start to appreciate and have kaved for the tzelem elikim, the neshama that lies within each person's wife or husband. We go through, we meet so many people every day, and we are immune to the wonder of that human being that's in front of us, any human being, frankly. And of course, yes, with poor choices, you have wicked rishonim, wicked people in the world. That's true. Misused opportunities, wasted opportunities. Hashem mourns, actually, does not want the death of a rasha. Yecheskel, the Hanavi, says this many, many times. He does not want that. He wants people to go in the right way, do tshuva. Even Goyim, like you see from the Sefer in Ninveh, by Yonah, and so on. And they lose their opportunity. And millions and even maybe billions of people lose that opportunity. But still, there is millions and billions of people that have still in them that Tzelem Elikim. And to recognize it, we're caught up in the hustle and bustle of our busy lives. So we become self-centered. We're worried about what's urgent. And we lose that ability that we have within us to experience wonder, to experience awe and reverence towards another human being, towards our own husband, towards our own wife. When we reflect on that, the extraordinary wonder of another human being, that we can love, we can be loved, there needs to be a reverence there, a certain respect of what we have in front of us, that human being in front of us, that soul, that Tzelem Elikim, that Nishmas Yisrael. To respect means to value people and things in the proper order. It is the key, respect is a key of, and the cornerstone of relationships. It fosters trust. It encourages openness. It encourages honesty. We should show respect for other people even before they do anything to deserve it, simply because they are human beings. The Chazal, the Gemara, praises Rabbi Yochanan for greeting even a guy. He brings it himself, that he quotes it, to be magdim him shalom. And you give him respect, it'll come back, kamayim panel upon him. It's a kiddush shem shemayim. You have stories from various Gedolei Yisrael before the war. They treated certain non-Jews with a respect, with a reverence, with a good morning. And ultimately, during the war, their lives were saved by these very people that they gave respect to. Anyway, respect does give people their, to recognize their own value. And even if they forgot it themselves, the truth is, if you encounter great people, certainly by Gedolei Yisrael Manhigim, but the truth is, there are leaders in other cultures that had this ability. And I'm not going to mention names now of those other, from the other denominations or religions or whatever it is, but some of them, which I hope to believe, you know, that, and there's, I'm not going to mention names now, because there's no point in getting into that particular aspect in this particular shir. But if someone that's a not Jewish, that is Mavakish Hashem, that believes in Hashem to whatever degree that they believe in it, and they have kindness, they have this ability too, but Gedolei Yisrael certainly do. And what they experience is when you're in front of that person, they say that I felt that for those moments that I was with this great person, that there was nothing else in the world. It was just the two of us in our conversation. Manhige Yisrael, true Gedolei Yisrael, have this. When you're with them in a room, or even if you just had a small interaction for a minute, they're fully, fully there. That's a certain respect. We always talk about being mechabed our Gedolei Hador, but what we lack recognition of is that true Gedolei Yisrael respect our souls, our neshamais, when they talk to us and lead us and guide us. They see the kedusha of our neshama, of the spark within us, and try to bring it out. That's what true manhigim are, and that's what they do. We need to emulate that, each according to our own level, to learn to respect the souls of our husbands and our wives. The outer reaction, the outer action of respect comes from an inner quality of reverence, which, how do you get that reverence? By reflecting on things, by reflecting and understanding that the neshama is priceless. There's a neshama in your husband, in your wife, that's priceless. You cannot make someone feel valued if you secretly think that they're nobody. But to Hashem, there is no such thing as a nobody. Even with a Tzelem Elikim that's not Jewish, but certainly someone that has a Nishmas Yisrael. Yes, there are times there are arrogant leaders, self-serving leaders, that most of us could spot a mile away. So we distrust them. Makes sense. But when they're real and you respect them, it builds a healthy trust. So you enjoy learning about people. The Chazal that says, Ezu Chacham Haraya Ha'loimed Mikol Adam, who is wise, he who learns from everybody, from every single encounter. That Chazal is a key. It's a Pella. You think about it, you know, it's one line in Pirkei Avos. But it's a key in knowing people, in understanding people, in valuing people. Because if Chazal told you, you're a wise person, learn from everyone, then you get take time to understand them, listen to them, and seek to understand them more than you want to be understood by them, to accept them with their quirks and their different experiences in life, what made them what they are today, and learn from them what you need to learn. The Baal Shem Tov extends it further, right? That every word you hear from somebody else that's either directed towards you or you overheard is Hashem talking to you. Hashkacha Pratis. With every encounter, you know people more, who they are, where they come from, what their story is, what their hopes and dreams and aspirations are. And that changes yourself. That creates a healthy respect and knowledge towards that other person, giving them kavod and learning everything you can from them. And certainly this is true with one's own husband and wife. We said many, many times, and it's true, you could be living with the person for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years and don't really know them at all. And by learning to respect them, to respect their neshama within them, and everything about them creates a deep reverence, a deep respect that will lead towards love and appreciation. Another thing also is, in your own quiet day, to listen and reflect on the true value of people and of things. And to understand the purpose of it, that Hashem created that person. You know, you see sometimes children, they disrespect items that are given to them because they don't see the value in that item or how hard you had to work to earn that money to buy that. In that sense, we're still children. We're ignorant of the real value of certain relationships and things in our lives. We devalue, we are ignorant, and we don't appreciate the real value of the relationship that we have with our wife, with our husband. We're oblivious to it. We're too self-absorbed, or we forget it, or we disregard the value of our wife, our husband, or the value of things and people and opportunities overall. And we all lose sight of the true value of things from time to time. But when we lose sight of that, we lose respect as well. Lose respect for ourselves, lose respect for others, lose respect for the many talents that our husband or wife has. Lose respect for even the possessions that Hashem gave us, bechesed, for us. Lose respect for even the opportunities that we have, that we can develop. So this is a very, very important part of Shalom Bayis overall, of Bein Adam Chaveiro in general, to learn to develop that respect for each other that builds trust and a reverence. Very often, sometimes it's so sad, it's somewhat later in life, or chalila there has been an illness takes place, then you look back and realize what a special person Hashem put you with. But Hashem is putting that special person in front of you day to day. Don't be deceived by the outside, sometimes our outside character, our bad moods, whatever it is. Yes, each one of us individually needs to work on ourselves. To work on ourselves to become better. To let our souls speak through our bodies and express itself in a healthy way. But it's in there. All of us have it. And we start appreciating this from all people. And especially for one's own wife, one's husband. Ezu chacham haloy made me call Adam applies especially to one's wife, one's husband. To recognize that neshama, to recognize it develops a reverence, which develops a respect, which develops a true, true love and an everlasting relationship. Bracha and Hatzlacha.